On an evening like this, we ask ourselves a couple of questions, or I ask myself a couple of questions. One is, what is beauty and what makes something beautiful? Is it its outward adornment? Is it its surface appearance? Or is it the spark of life that brings light to the eyes and glistening in the smile? And as I take into consideration beauty, I take into consideration what it is that God has done, who it is that God is, and what he has made, and everything that is beautiful, and how it is that he has sparked that life in us, and the beauty of his own life in us, and then how that brings peace. That when we recognize that our beauty is not the surface, it's not what's seen, but it's what emanates from within, the life that is in us just to animate us, but then the fervent and bubbling life of the Spirit and the life of Christ in us. Beauty takes on an entirely different perspective. And then peace begins to descend because I'm not here to impress anybody. I'm not here to try to make myself into something I'm not. And I rest in what it is that I've been made. I rest in who it is I've been made. I have peace because I know the Maker and his desperate love for me. What I want to focus on a little bit this evening is coming off the text that was read earlier, is the word peace. So I'm going to begin. It says, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. I want to repeat that. On earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Not merely that there would be peace in the world. Not merely that there would be this sense of lack of conflict, but in fact that there would be peace here on earth, that it would come from God and rest on the hearts of men, and then so establish peace. See, this word peace in the Greek has in it God's restorative intentions. Listen to the definition for a moment. It says to join, to tie together into a whole. To take that which was disparate, that which was scattered, and to bring it into wholeness. And when all the essential parts are joined together, there is now peace. And this is God's gift of wholeness. If you've not been to Mosaic before, one of the things that you might not know is that the name of our church is the reflection of a metaphor that I used to use when I was a youth pastor. The first was that God, as he reveals himself to us, reveals gems of his character, his nature, his person. And as they appear to us, we get to hold them and to experience them, but then we place them into a mosaic. We begin to assemble his face with his attributes that we see. And that becomes a mosaic. Not clearly seen. Seeing God can be seen, but not like we will see him. But the opposite is true too. That we are broken pieces, scattered, brought together by God's loving and gracious hands, assembled to make something beautiful. Each and every one of us, an essential part of the whole. Why did God do this? Well, you see, where sin has separated and scattered us, his love now assembles us. As God's loving mercy is expressed in the gracious offer of by him, the Father, through his Son. His hands now reaching to gather all that was and is broken to make something new. And this is the beauty of God's reaching, his gathering, and his assembling. See, this peace is offered, and it is the Messiah's peace. A peace that leads to salvation, prepared for us in heaven, even before the world had been formed. And this incredible truth, this peace, is distinctly peculiar to and known nowhere else, nor by any other means except through Jesus. And this for any and all who would come and believe and to follow. So what is this peace of God in Christ? It is a tranquil state of soul, a soul that rests, assured of its salvation through Jesus. And so those who have this peace don't fear anything in sight of God. And they are oddly content with their earthly lot, no matter what the lot might be. Because that peace is not in what we have assembled here and what we can hold, but our peace is in the one who is gathering and assembling us here and now for himself to have, to bring us each and all to him, together for him. And so this is the word for peace, and it is used of those who are assured of salvation, that they are at peace and have tranquility of heart as they await the return of Jesus and the making of all things which will accompany him, will make all things new. And this peace comes to a stunning result in the hearts of those who are so loved. There's a security that is here and now, not just to come, because it is based on an eternal truth in God, that we are now in him and eternally safe with him, that we have the prosperity of the kingdom to look forward to, and joyful felicity, incredible joy, as we look forward to what's to come. Because we are now at peace with God, our Father, and in harmony with his life-giving Spirit, who makes us and gives us, by his grace, this gives us a confident assurance of our place in Jesus. On earth, here too, not just when we go to heaven. See, this place of mankind's dwelling, this earth, when he says, on the earth, right here, right now, God's peace rests. This is the entire earth and all who inhabit it, the whole of it, and all things that exist, that breathe, but struggle with frailty and infirmity of thought and action. So when it says, peace to all that inhabit the earth and on whom his favor rests, this God has come to what he has created and formed and made to restore all things to his good and gracious side and the making of all things new. So peace to all that inhabit the earth, on whom his favor rests. Listen to this. To those on whom the effect of sin has wreaked havoc and harmed and maimed, now has come a salve of healing. To those who crave his mercy and grace, who long for refreshing and reviving, comes his touch of life. To those for whom the way of peace is foreign, whose lives are so adversely affected and pockmarked by the scars of sin's relentless assault, comes the offer of peace and forgiveness. And to those who are searching for relief from the weight of meaninglessness, to see purpose in a day's existence beyond the licking of wounds always fresh, comes the hope upon hope of eternity's gate, and that is grace in Christ Jesus. And this is to those of every nation and tribe, every people and language, to all who have been made in the splendid image of God, but have been marginalized and rejected. And to them comes from their Creator and now and Savior the dignity of personhood, acceptance by their Creator, and love's belonging. This peace that Jesus brought and Jesus brings is for all those who would see and hear and receive God's love. Here in the lap of a virgin lies the coming of God's mercy, the fulfillment of the promise that on whom God's favor rests, that peace rests and resides in that person. And this is God's good pleasure and his delight. How can this be, we might ask? Why? Why would God do this? Because it's his delight. It was his delight to make mankind, and good pleasure to bring us back to himself, to restore for himself a people glad to be a part of his kingdom. So to all who would delight in God's reaching out, who would receive what Christ offered, we now get this peace with God the Father and communion with him. His peace now rests on and resides in the person who receives it, making solid the assurance we have in the peace we have received. But not just that we have peace, because in life, peace is experience, and the feeling of peace and its effect can be fleeting as the moment's stress. But this peace exists, and it exists only for one reason: that God has established peace. He's not just given us peace. He's not just offered us peace. He's established peace between us and him. And so as this peace is established, it's true and it's lasting. And it undergirds the welfare of the mind and the heart, even when we're shaken. It is because this peace is between us and God, and it's established by him. He has reached us. He has called us to himself. He has said, "Peace be with you. And my peace will rest on you. And I've sent my son to establish this peace." And this is a lasting peace because it lasts just as the covenant made by God and man. As we receive it from him and give it quarter, it will rest and reside in us. So it is through this baby, the Christ child, through whom these new mercies come. Mercy which escorts in the gracious gift of love and a life offered in the still small hands of this newborn fawning, a child and a king. And this mercy, newly minted for a day such as this, can now be had and known and accompanied by love's gracious atoning that he would pay for us. And we who have received this peace, who are his, who have been purchased with grace, and have but two things left in eternity's scope: to embrace the Son and follow him true, and walk close and love much, having been loved much. And then as we love our King and the one another, we give away that which we have been given, and that is life. And giving away what's been given to us, we now get more, but not to keep, that we might give all the more. And lastly, now we wait, and our eyes lifted up, and with creation's new groaning for the coming mercies of that day's new dawning. And the scripture goes on to say, and when the angels had left the shepherds and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in the manger. After they had seen the child, they spread the message they had received about him. They had received it. They had accepted it. They had embraced it. And now they're giving it. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, which was just as the angel had told them. Knew this fine morning, knew this day dawning, they had seen the mercies of God. They had experienced his gracious arrival. They had seen now love incarnate. Lamentation says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord God. May your peace reside and rest on us.